Warning, the opinions and advice you are about to hear on the Above My Pay Grade podcast are presented to you by two complete morons. If you follow them and ruin your career, that's on you. Please seek real advice from people you trust. Seriously, don't be an idiot. The Above My Pay Grade podcast starts now.
Oh, is that recording us?
It is now. That's always good when one of the hosts goes, "Hey, is that recording us?" Yeah, it's a podcast, Jim.
No, I meant while the intro was on, I think it might have been recording us something.
maybe a little. No, yeah. I had it on mute. All How's right. it going, Jim?
It's going good, man. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I feel like we're a little hot, both of us here, but it could be my headphones. I don't know, people. You know, you take a month off from a job that you do once a week, and, you know, the whole world starts to burn, right, Jim?
Well, you know how it goes. You know, I had a conference to go to. You know,
yeah, so did I. Yeah,
and then you had nothing to do with yourself.
I had a speaking engagement to do. Oh. I had to go present. I had to go do a speech. Wow. I really like doing that, Jim. I think we should do that. Imagine that. Guys, if you want to hire Above My Pay Grade to come out to your company event, especially if it's somewhere nice, hey, reach out.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
I can use the time. Yeah. Boy, definitely.
Let's start off with some listener feedback. Got a great text from somebody who's been listening to the show, and they said they're a fan of the podcast, they love it, can't get enough, need more. Also said... The podcast keeps them company in the car when they drive from one area of their responsibilities to another, which is pretty cool. She saves up all the new episodes until she has to travel. I mean, that's pretty damn cool. And now here we are taking a month off. What dicks we are.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that to these people?
We do.
We do. You do. This is your fault. No, I refuse to take responsibility. She really liked the Teams one. Maybe I should bring the Teams call sound back this week.
No, I'm good.
No.
I got a buzz. I don't want to hear it.
Imagine that, though. Imagine somebody did hire us to come do like an event and we had maybe do a live podcast for their corporate event.
I'd have a blast. I think we would have a great time.
Yeah. So, by the way, this person that texted me, they're keeping track of how many times they said wiener. So go ahead and write that down. Wiener.
Yeah, there's another one. You're just so used to handling them, I guess you have to say it. So,
Jesus, Jim, just throw it right out there. Man, Jim's had some wine tonight.
Oh, yeah.
This could go off the rails very quickly.
He's known as the Glizdog Hustler.
What the hell?
Well, it's funny because, you know, we were talking about what could we bring up as an episode, and even though I just named him, like we make fun of each other.
Oh, all the time. I love it.
It's not just on the podcast. It continues. Yes, whenever we're around each other, like we just went to the store. And we're with my sister, so and she's like so pissed at us because we just can't stop. We
have we're like children. At us. She said, "You guys are like going to the store with absolute children." So eventually, I was like, "Maybe we should go over there and take a break. Let her have a minute."
And the best part is, we had we have people laughing.
Yeah,
the cashier's laughing. Yeah.
My favorite thing to do when I'm messing with her in front of the cashier is I always look at the cashier. Like she'll say something about me, and I'll be like, Don't talk about me like that in front of my friend. And I point to the cashier, and they're just kind of like, what? I don't know you. It's so fun. Guys, this goes back to ninth grade. Yeah, we've been doing this a long time.
Very long time.
Yeah, we were just now smart enough to hit record on it.
Yeah. Yep. Fun time. So, you know, it's funny. Like I said, I had the nickname for Jerry. Every day it's a new one.
Oh, yeah.
So we were talking
right
like,
back at
what
him
is
too,
a great thing that people could relate to at work? And we always sit there and go, you know what? Because I know I have nicknames for people at work, and I know he does as well. So we're like, why don't we just dedicate an episode to nicknames at work and what you call some people? So buckle up, people. Well, this is going to get fun.
Here's the other thing. Like, people on the internet are just freaking hilarious, man.
They're great.
Like, you know, I'm a big fan of comedy, obviously, all the professionals that do it. But regular Joe is just as goddamn funny, man.
Yeah.
And they post some funny stuff. So I saw a video like this, and it inspired me to keep searching. I mean, we must have searched for at least, what, singles of minutes to find some. I mean, the amount of prep we put into this. I mean,
listen, it was a lot of time before dinner that we put into this, so.
And during dinner, you know. But it's just it's endless. You know what I mean? Like, literally, however long you want to see funny stuff, you just stay on your phone and you're going to see funny stuff. You know what I mean? Like, people are just hilarious.
And things you don't expect. Yeah. Either. You know, you're sitting there going, oh, I'm looking for this. And then all of a sudden, someone puts something on there.
Yeah,
and
just completely. Yeah.
Dying.
Yeah. So it's funny because, you know, thinking through some people, you know, like you said, I have nicknames for people at work.
And oh,
like,
God.
You know, like stuff that would get us fired. We always joke on group chats at work, like, you know. One day someone's going to come for this group chat and you're going to know about it because you're going to get texted like shred everything.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Shred it all. So yeah, you know, we were finding some funny nicknames for people and we think that you guys will relate to some of these. Feel free to go to Above My Pay Grade Podcast and send in some stories about your shitty coworkers. We all have them, guys. Everybody does, right?
I'm sure there's a few with some nicknames about their bosses too.
Yeah,
you know, send them in. I'm sure it fits.
Hey, you're one of Jim's coworkers and you have nicknames about him, send him in. I'd love to know about him because I'll call him that at the dinner table.
Yeah,
he comes over at least twice a week for dinner. All right, the first nickname for coworker, Jim, you want to take the first one?
You know, I like the, when we were scanning through, I like the, he called someone E.T., they always want to go home.
All right, so, you know, just a little inside baseball here, guys. I said, let's go in order so we don't miss any. What's he do? He goes right to the middle. God damn you, Jim.
You asked me which one God, I'd like.
No, I said, do you want to take the first one?
All right, go
God
ahead.
Damn this guy, guys.
Go to the
How am I supposed to put up with this on a daily, I'm sorry, on a weekly, okay, sometimes on a bi-weekly. You know, okay, maybe once a month when we record. How am I supposed to handle this? All right, what about you call your coworker Kit Kat because he's always taking a break? Give me a break. Give me a break.
Yeah,
break
I've heard of
Kit Kat. Butter. Yeah, yeah.
Butter knife, not the sharpest tool in the box.
Yeah. I don't even get that one, so I'm skipping it.
Yeah.
Motion light only works when someone walks past. That's freaking classic.
That is so true.
Do you know how many motion lights I've worked with in my time?
I worked in construction.
So you had a lot.
So let me tell you, there was always the one person, you sitting there, I'd be in the hole, like, digging, sweating, going crazy. And then all of a sudden, the third helper would be like, oh, let me get in the hole. And first thing I would do, I wouldn't even answer him. I would look around.
Yeah. To see who's coming.
I'd be like, all right, who just pulled up or who pulled by?
Yep.
And lo and behold, like 2 seconds later, supervisor's out there.
Yep.
He's sitting there pristine in his shirt, not even
no
dirty.
Sweat,
I'm
no dirt.
Sweating down on my knees. So
yes.
That is totally true, that one.
I got the flip side of that because I never really worked like that, mostly because I'm weak. But, you know, I was more like, you know, working in customer service, you know, departments, things like that, running a customer service team. But you always saw the people who literally don't even log into the phone system. They're not processing any orders. They do nothing until they see their boss coming. And then they're like, look how fast you type when someone's coming.
You know, I don't think people realize, like, nowadays they could monitor that shit. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, they know how many keystrokes you've done today.
It's crazy, man. It is crazy. So another one that's not on the list, I'm going to say, like, you call someone Jergens because they can't hold a tool in their hand long enough. It always slips out, you know.
Jergens.
So there's, like, a few that I'm thinking of. But this list is good. I mean, this there's worse ones. Yeah. We're going to get into those.
Here's
too.
A worse one. What about seaweed? Hey, here comes old seaweed. He floats around all day and stinks like shit. All right. Fun fact. I've had the coworker that smells so bad, like literally I couldn't be in the room with them. Have you had that?
Yeah, we've had one. I think I brought up in a prior episode. Like, they literally smelled like BO. And it wasn't, I don't think it was them from working. I think it was the way they washed their clothes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Literally, like, it must not have dried them. They had that, like, straight up, like, knock you out BO smell that when you came by. That it was so bad that we had to get HR involved.
All right, well, I had this one. I'll try to tell the story. And your sister always makes fun of me because when I try to tell this, I start dry heaving. I dry heave so easily. But there was this lady, I won't say her name or where or whatever, but she was an older lady. I think she only had the job because her husband, you know, worked there or whatever. And she would, like, mosey around the office just stinking the whole place up. So she had two things going for her at the same time. One, like, her mouth smelled like rotting meat.
How's that going for her,
Like, sarcastically.
Like,
her breath was terrible. It smelled like rotting meat. But also, like, she kind of smelled like urine. You know what I mean? Like rotted, like old urine. And she was a heavier girl, and I'm like, I bet she has like urine in her like creases and crevices. You know what I'm saying?
What if she wore the pants and felt like, you know?
Oh God, yeah. Let's change the topic, Jim. Yeah, I'm starting to dry heave.
I like there's a lantern, not very bright, and has to be carried.
Has to be carried. Lantern. I like that one. What about desk chair? Always folds under pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess desk chair. More like, yeah. You know, whatever. That one's dumb.
Yeah. Foreskin disappears when things get hard. That's a good one.
I like G-spot. You can never find them. Yeah,
yeah. We all have those workers, people. You know, they disappear. We've had people, like, disappear. It's almost like Summer School. That old movie. You ever see Summer School?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the one guy goes to the bathroom, and he doesn't... The first part of the show or the movie, he goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You don't see him again until later on in the movie, like at the end.
Yeah.
And the teacher goes, it's Mark Harmon who's in that show. And he goes, where were you? And he goes, oh, my zipper got stuck in the bathroom. He just never went. And he had the highest score out of all of them.
That's
hilarious. Those are the people that at work, they disappear. They go in the field and they're gone. So it's crazy. Yeah, there's some other ones on there.
What do you got next, Jimmy?
I don't know. I like the magician always disappearing. I mean, we have, like I said, a lot of disappearing ones, you know, which they do. People are very creative at disappearing.
Yeah, people hide, you know, like they're very creative. I've seen people like, you know, again, customer service, you know, mosey on into the warehouse where they don't belong. Just like, you know, talking to people. It's like, dude, get back to work. You work upstairs. You know what I mean? Things like that. I like TMZ because they're always gossiping.
That's every job,
you gossipy little bitch.
That is every
gossiping's
job.
Fun though with your people. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. If it's, you know, like I get it, but it's that's every job that happens. You know,
yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one.
Which one?
Shaggy. It wasn't me. Yeah, you know, there's always that person that tries to avoid anything.
I liked Sam. Do you have any Sams in your team? S-A-M? Self-appointed managers?
Yeah.
It's like, shut your mouth and know your role.
Yeah, you're not there yet.
Get back to your desk, Barbara. Barbara. I don't know. It just sounded like a name to use. Got to make up names sometimes, right?
Yeah. That's another good one there, too.
What?
Go and scroll down. Levi. Always gone by 5:01.
See, Jim, you're making me work here because you're not going in goddamn order.
No, I'm not going in
this
order.
Guy, he has 42 glasses of wine and he can't go in order. Alexa knows everything.
Yeah.
The difference between Alexa in real life and Alexa, you know, on your phone or a device is that no one usually asks Alexa in real life, but she seems to have to tell you how she knows everything anyway.
Yeah, we have someone like that like at work. They're very, you know, like kind of quiet, you know, maybe on the spectrum, which, you know, it is what it is. I call him Jarvis.
Jarvis?
He reminds me of the computer system that Iron Man uses. You know, he just knows everything. He's a smart guy. You know, not taking anything away from him, but I just call him Jarvis because it reminds me of him. But everyone has their nicknames. Like I said, I'm probably asshole to a lot of people or, you know, that pain in the ass. But, you know, I wear that like a badge on my shirt. So
there you go.
It is what it is.
What about 007? Zero motivation. Zero skills, but 7 bathroom breaks.
Yeah, you're not kidding. There's, you know, listen, I feel for people. I know people smoke. I know, Jeremy,
you shut your mouth. You don't talk about the smokers, Jim.
But there are some people that it's like, holy shit, man. Like, they go out literally like every 10 minutes. They're in 10 minutes
out. Nobody does that much. My people would never do that, Jim.
My people.
They would never. They don't take advantage. Come on.
And it's kind of fucked up if you think about it. Let's think of it. So I don't smoke, so I'm not allowed to get breaks.
Start.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm not allowed to get breaks.
Nobody said you can't have a break.
It's like, well, where are you going? You can't sit there and say I'm going to go. I'm going to smoke. You know,
go ahead, just say it. Nobody.
I should just say like I'm going to go walk around the parking lot aimlessly to avoid work and to see what they.
Most
you know.
People at jobs smoke on their 15s. They don't go out extra times that I've seen.
Oh my god, dude! I just looked at this other one. I have
go
to
ahead.
Say, I gotta say
go.
It. Our job has many of these people, MasterCards. they take the credit for someone else's work.
Oh, shit.
There
yes.
is a boatload of those.
Every company has the MasterCards.
A lot of MasterCards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, they sit there. But the best is when they get questioned on the shit they don't know.
Yeah, and they don't know anything.
And they don't know. And they got to come back with their tails between their legs and sitting there and say, have to ask a lot more questions to understand it.
Yeah. What about Wheelbarrow? You work with any of them? Wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
They only work when they're pushed.
Yeah, there's a lot of those too. Yep. Oh my God. Yep. This is funny ones. Cordless only works for 2 hours.
Yep, cordless. Some of those. I guess they got to recharge after that, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's some, you know, there's a whole bunch of all the ones that you sit there and you go, all right. And you heard them on the thing, you know. You know, that some of those podcasts and not podcasts, but some of those memes like the and
TikTok
stuff.
Videos, memes.
It's just that, but everyone could relate to this. So there's definitely some of those coworkers that you sit there going, they're like just a lazy piece of shit, you know. Like, and there's no, I don't even get creative at that point. I'm like, I don't really.
Yeah, you're just a piece of shit.
Yeah. Just don't talk to
them. Yeah. It's not a very creative nickname, but your nickname in my head is piece of shit.
Yeah.
What about Library of Congress? Because they keep a copy of everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We have someone. Listen, document. It's good. You should. But they're like, there's someone at work I'm thinking of. Great guy. But he has everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If there's ever something going on, it's like we know who to go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no. You're going to go to this person. I'm not going to name names, but they have everything. And, you know, there's something to be said about it. Listen, nickname or not, that's always a good person to have. Because if it ever did come out or there's something that I know I saw something on this, they're like, they pull it right up. They got everything saved. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smart. I don't have that. I can't even find the shit you told me yesterday. No, I'm just kidding. That's a good one. What about Wi-Fi? Hey, my coworker's a real Wi-Fi. Always dropping out when you need him most.
Yeah, there's a few echoes too. Just repeats whatever the boss says. Yep. Yeah. It's like, no shit. I heard him say it too. I got it. Thank you for that.
Yeah. What about Windows Update? Hey, you know, that guy's a real Windows Update. He takes too long to start and constantly interrupts everybody. That's pretty funny.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Should we look for any more? Or are we beating this into the ground? What do you think?
No, I think
everybody.
More, yeah, there's some definitely more. Like, there's some more bad ones, though. I think we're taking the. We're taking the high road here with some of these because there's a Centrum one task at a time. Shampoo. They think they're Head and Shoulders above the rest.
That's a good one.
Oh, boy. Yep. That's a good one. Justin. So if someone is, if your name's Justin and you don't do enough work, it's fitting for you.
Yeah.
Does just enough to not get fired.
That is a good one. I like that. I'm going to start calling people Justins at
Justin.
Work.
My name's not Justin. Yeah, it's Brian. No. It's Justin now.
What about Blister? Always shows up when the work is done.
Yep. Yep. That's like that old saying. Remember we were saying when they do the presentations in high school, you always have that, you know, it's always that one person doing most of the work. Everyone else is skating.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time to doing that presentation, everyone else is like morons. And the one person actually put all the effort in and it comes out like an ace.
They sound great, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think we've beaten that into the ground. I mean, I'm kind of seeing the same ones over and over again.
All right, why don't we just move on from there?
Don't
then.
Tell me what to do. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
He's like, but we practiced this. No.
You son of a...
All right, let's move on to one of our show features, Odd Jobs, Jimmy. We haven't done one of those in a few episodes, right?
Yeah.
Those are always fun. So, you know, guys, again, the whole thing with Odd Jobs is not saying it's a bad job, not saying, like, you know, somebody's dumb for doing it, whatever. It's just like when you think of what most people do on a daily basis when they punch in, this is odd, right?
Yeah, or a total decision, like midlife decision that's going to upend everything you have going on and you just decide to do something.
It might not even be midlife. Like, this might be something somebody's wanted to do since they were like 10. You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, you got to follow those dreams, kids.
Just think about how odd. Yeah. Think about how odd, like, just think about, like, in your life, making that decision that your career is going to be to become a professional wrestler, right?
Okay.
Not like a boxer.
Nothing wrong with that.
Whatever. You know, like, I've watched wrestling in my past. You know, whatever. I mean, listen. Like, I'm not saying, again.
The 80s was the pinnacle of wrestling.
They're like famous people, right? So I'm not criticizing them. I love it, right? Whatever. I'm just saying, as a career choice, that's a fucking odd job. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I bet they're sitting there going... I mean, at what point do you sit there as a roid head in the gym or, you know, like someone who's just lifting going, you know what? I got this going for me.
You know what? I'm going to put some tidy whities on and go roll around. I mean, this kind of sounds like a career path for you, Jim.
Hey, those boots are like literally up to their knees. Yeah. Like they'll hurt someone, yo.
You know, just think of it. They're like,
hurt someone.
They're like, basically, they're like, I want to be an actor, but I want to play the same character forever, right? And then, like, I want to go out in front of millions of people in my underwear. That's not easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I couldn't do that.
Yeah, especially, like, let me twist it up a little. Imagine being like, look at us now. Yeah. Like, I've lost some weight recently, but I still wouldn't
keep saying that, but no.
Yeah, no.
I'm just kidding.
Go fuck yourself.
You look good, yeah. Jim.
No, for real. Yeah. Like, I still would not put on one of those suits.
I wouldn't even take my shirt off at the pool.
And then decide to go over. Imagine just doing that right now. Yeah, yeah. Like, not even, like, training, not even, like, getting yourself... ready. I'd be like, I'd have to come up with a weird nickname, like the beer slobber or something like that. Slobber. Like something like, you know.
I would name you the diddler. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, he's got a red dot above his house on the internet. The diddler, not allowed within 25 feet of a school zone. Here he is, the diddler.
I come down the aisle with the baby oil in my hand. too soon.
All the kids have to, like, you know, take two steps back. So that you don't break any of your laws, you know.
But I mean, look at, like, you know, like, this out of shape. I'd be like out of shape guy.
Yeah.
And there's literally,
well, there's like a lot of them in wrestling.
But, yeah, but it's almost like, you know, to put it in reference, it's like, remember in Avengers where Thor, they go to get Thor and he's
fat
got the
Thor.
Big, fat Thor. That's what it would be like, you know. I'd be fat Thor. Going that, it's like, but imagine making that all of a sudden, like, we're at midlife crisis or something. You go, you know what? I have a decent job right now. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm quitting. Imagine going to your family. I'm quitting my job.
Be easier
oh my
to
God,
come out of the closet, I think.
But imagine they go, I'm quitting. God, what happened? No, nothing. I'm going for a career change. Yeah. Oh, you found that other job? That's great. You got something better? No, I think I'm gonna go into professional wrestling. Something I've been thinking about since I was, like, you know, younger.
You'd be like, But Jim, every time you stand up, you complain about how your knee clicks. How you gonna do that?
Exactly, like in knee issues and stuff. And they're like, "But don't, you know?" My daughter would be the one to call me out right away. She'd be like, "Don't take this the wrong way, Dad, but you're fat. Like you're out of
kids
shape. It'll never." But I appreciate that, and I'd be like, you know, I'd probably sit there and think twice about it. But imagine if my mind was set, like no one could steer me away from it. Like,
hey, you could do it, Jim.
Honestly, no way.
I kind of feel like Jim wants me to be like, it's okay. Let's do this.
No, it will never happen. Because the first match, I would be like, listen, I'm telling you right now, you better have the ambulance. I'm ready. It's not going to go long.
The funny thing, too, is, like, at least nowadays, like, in wrestling, you see people are more like just regular people, right?
Yeah.
But, like, imagine, like, in the 80s, you're like, man, I want to be a professional wrestler. And then, like, your whole career, you're going to be like a chicken man or something that has to walk down the, bah, 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 you know?
It's just like, you buy into that.
Yeah,
you can't switch your character.
Yeah,
you know?
No. If you hit, I mean, plenty of people switch their characters. Right
in the 80s, they did. Yeah,
well, even now, but like if you hit, you're the chicken man forever.
Yeah,
you
know? That's it. I mean,
another one of those jobs where like you change your name, you change your voice depending on who you're talking to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But could you imagine, like I you know, listen, there's money in it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, look, they
money.
Made a lot of money, those two guys, but they also, it wasn't really the best life to live. You ever really, like
rough.
The Jake the Snake Roberts show?
Yeah,
or, you know,
that was
like,
great.
It sucks, man. You see, like, some of those people you looked up, like, oh my God, that guy's awesome. And you find out, you watch The Wrestler, that movie, that it's no joke.
Yeah.
There
are
people that live like that.
The
know?
Ram Jam.
The Ram Jam.
That was sad. That was definitely sad. You know what else is sad? The thought of, like, I don't know, like a guy like Hulk Hogan, like just going to the drive-thru to order, you know, coffee. Burgers. You know what I mean? But, like, if that was his real voice all the time, like, obviously it's not. He just,
well, we did that before in another bit, but yeah. Hey, brother.
Yeah, it's the same thing, though. It's like, you know, well, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts. What would you like? Well, you know something, brother. You know? Let me get a large coffee with light and sweet. You know? It's just like, sir, why are you yelling at us? Well, you know something, brother.
Or they imagine they couldn't break character no matter where.
Yeah, no matter where, anywhere they were. Yeah, they're at the bank. Hello, brother. I'd like to cash my paycheck up in here, brother. You know, it's just like, sir,
the Undertaker, why are you yelling at us? Sir, what would you like? And he just stares at him. Sir, you have to order.
I'm trying to think of how else it would be funny that they just show up and they have no choice but to be in character. Like they're at church. You know, say, you know when you turn around and when they're like, all right,
yeah,
now,
peace,
say,
peace,
peace with you, brother. Peace be with you, brother. Hell yeah, brother. Well, you know something, brother. Stupid. Oh God, I'm starting to question my sanity. You're gonna live in a mental institution.
Get out of here.
Now take off that Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx them and the band breaks up.
Oh man, we've lost it, people.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
We've been out of it for a month, so you gotta bear with us. Yeah. We'll get the pains of getting back to it.
We'll get good again one day.
Oh my God.
Or maybe not. The maybe laughter. We did what we did. Listen, and that's it.
You know? I'm good with that. As long as I laugh every day, that's all I care about, man. And hopefully some of you do out there too.
Yeah.
You know, I like to say that this is a show. Like, no, they're normally normal guys and stuff, but no, this is it.
So we're here at Ted's funeral, and Mr. Hogan, would you like to say a few words about Ted? I mean, you knew him for a long time. Oh, you're shaking his head, yes? Come on up. Well, you know something, brother. Ted was a real awesome dude, brother. What you gonna do when Ted is dead next to you, brother? What?
If you wore the tights and the boots
to the funeral, yeah,
with the suit jacket.
Yeah. I don't know why I always think of the doctor's office too, like, because I know we've done that before.
Yeah,
but like, just picture him at the doctor. I got a real bellyache, brother. You know. I've been shitting for days, brother. I can't eat nothing. It just comes right out of me. What you gonna do when you can't hold in your poo, brother? Stupid. What is wrong with us? Oh, God. Where did we go wrong? I think that's it, Jim.
Yeah,
I think that's it for today, right?
I just can't. No. there's just no excuse for what this is. No.
Listen, guys, go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com. Go, you know, if you're listening and this is your first time, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow, whatever the hell they call it now. I don't even know. I don't even know. I don't even know, brother. But we appreciate it.
Could you do
it.
Any other wrestlers, actually? I was really, just kind of curious.
Like, no
Macho Man.
I wish I could.
That would have been great.
Yeah, I can't even do Hulk Hogan very well. I used to be decent at Hogan a long time ago, but yeah, I mean, if I could talk like Macho Man, I would only talk like Macho Man.
Yeah,
all day and night. Yeah, brother. You know,
between him and the Ultimate Warrior, they looked like they were straining or holding in a shit. Yeah. Every time. I was just like, oh my God,
I got a poop, brother. Stupid. All right, that's it. Let's kill this one, huh?
Yeah, we're done here. Good. All right, thanks everyone.
Good day to you. I said good day.
Thanks for listening to the Above My Pay Grade podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you prefer to listen. Above My Pay Grade is produced by Kilohertz Media. Copyright 2025. Visit abovemypaygradepodcast.com for more info.